I suppose it would be. Now, you know, in New Mexico and places like that, they have adobe houses. But as I understand, this house, it was made out of mud bricks, you might say. Would that be adobe? Yeah, I guess it's adobe.
Of course, they used to have sod houses.
Oh, yes.
Early
days. I was born in a sod house in Kansas.
Oh, how'd they make those?
Oh, they'd go out on the prairie and plow up a strip of sod, possibly that long or that wide, and about so thick, and pick it up so as it wouldn't all fall apart. Uh-huh. Now, this is my own idea. Of course, I never saw them build a house. But I suppose they would pick it up so it wouldn't fall apart. Just lay right on top of this other part. They'd just like to build a brick house.
Oh, did they dig down in the ground or anything?
Oh, just only about so far, maybe.
And then just build sod walls.
Sometimes they would have what they call a half dugout in sod house. They would dig you're going to dig a cellar, dig it maybe 4 or 5 feet deep, and then put your sod on the edge of that, you know.
Sounds wet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pray it doesn't rain.
My older sister was born in a half dugout, half sod house, and my mother took flour sacks then and sewed them together and put them on the walls, you know, to keep it clean.
Well, I'd say I bet they did leak. That dirt dribbling down.
And of course the roofs, they usually what did they call those kind of shingles?
Shakes.
Yeah.
It was a long shingle about so they make them out of trees. They just cut out a tree and they had big wide axes then. They called them adz, I believe, A-D-Z. And they just shaped the shingles out of that, and they call them shakes. I mean, with the adz, and call them shakes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that I ever saw one particularly. We have been vacationing once in a while down in Arkansas, and you go through some of that country and it looks like the houses are shingled that way. Hmm. But they're not a uniform shingle like they have now.
I bet they wear and wear and wear.
Yeah, I got an idea.